The wino party in Grandma's car. Once Jennifer and I were in Charlotte visiting Grandma and Grandpa. I don't remember the occasion of the visit, but I do remember the following. The minimum drinking age in North Carolina had just been raised from 18 to 21 years of age. The result of this being that Jennifer and her friend from Charlotte were not able to procure a bottle of wine for the evening, as they were now underaged according to the new law. Being over 21 myself, I decided to come to their rescue. I borrowed Grandma's car and drove them down to the convenience store to purchase each of them a bottle of wine. While I was there and having nothing planned for the evening, I decided to purchase a bottle for myself. Since we didn't care to drink the wine in Grandma and Grandpa's house, and it was a warm evening and rather late, we decided to drink the wine and eat some snacks in the car. After we finished, Jennifer and her friend went to her friend's house, and I went into Grandma and Grandpa's house. There was one slight problem. We forgot to take the wine bottles and snack wrappers out of the car and throw them in the trash. And when I awoke the next morning and went into the kitchen, the scene was rather solemn. I asked Grandma what had happened. She lowered her voice and woefully told me, "You know, this used to be a nice neighborhood, but lately it has really been going downhill. Why, just last night a group of winos had a party in my car. I don't know why they decided to have it in my car, but they left the bottles and some wrappers in the seats and on the floor. You know, you used to see winos downtown, but now I guess they're moving right into our neighborhood." I told Grandma that there were more and more winos every day, and I was sorry to hear that they had decided to move into the neighborhood. But of course, I never identified the particular winos that had held the gala event in her car that night.